organizing this platform this afternoon. Of course, the UNCTAD's SDG Investment Trends Report, Monitor Report, has documented some worrying investment trends requiring our urgent attention. The report reflects a moderate increase in SDG investment in some sectors.
But the magnitude of the increase is nowhere near the estimated gaps reported by the World Investment Report of 2014. Additionally, some crucial SDG areas, such as education, are experiencing a downward investment trend while we face challenges from the fourth industrial revolution. So with the goal of achieving the SDGs by 2030, without leaving anyone behind, I have four suggestions from the Geneva perspective to help promote investment for SDGs. First, a significant increase in investment from the private sector is key to bridging the investment gap. As the World Investment Report 2014 suggested, that the annual investment gap
stands at $2.5 trillion, yet public sector investment alone is bound to fall short. So more private sector participation is therefore needed at both the regional and global levels. And recently, Thailand, as chair of the ASEAN, hosted the ASEAN heads of governments and other related summits early in November this year, attended by over 16 leaders, including the UNSG and the IMF director. At the same time, there was the business sector summit. And in that business sector summit, in which CEOs and ASEAN leaders were able to have an in-depth discussion on how to empower and prepare ASEAN for the fourth industrial revolution, or ASEAN 4.0. The strategic consideration is to promote sustainable growth and thrive in the digital age through appropriate investment in digital infrastructure and human capital. So only with such active involvement from the private sector can we expect more and targeted investment in the for the SDGs. But the challenges of the fourth industrial revolution are multifaceted, with job losses and job disruption being replaced by machines, robots, automation. As in every industrial revolution, from the first to the third industrial revolution, previous revolutions could not avoid the threat of job losses. The introduction of automation and digital technology in ASEAN could lose as much as 15% of jobs in the Southeast Asian region. But however, the fourth industrial revolution brings unprecedented opportunities for new jobs and the creation of new industries. And for the ASEAN region, for the ASEAN to empower 4.0 or the fourth industrial revolutions, its success depends on the advancement of science and technology, research and policy that connects educational institutions in all ASEAN countries by establishing strong networks, which also means that the education policy and entrepreneurial policy would need to be coherent. And it also means a change in mindsets, in that education institutions need to redesign their curriculum. A second suggestion is closer collaboration between the foreign ministry and the investment promotion agencies in each nation is crucial to promote investment for SDGs. Examples can be found in the UNCTAD's handbook on investing in the SDGs, the role of diplomats, which focuses on interaction between the foreign ministries and the IPA in investment promotion in SDG-related relevant sectors and projects. A third suggestion is for the diplomatic community in Geneva can help channel relevant support on investment from the UN to national and regional organizations. For instance, UNCTAD has been analyzing investment and related issues in ASEAN through its annual report called the ASEAN Investment Report. Its latest edition focuses on investment in the health sector, which was recently launched at the ASEAN Business Forum Summit in 2019 this month. Such tailor-made report can bring additional insights and recommendations on investment promotion, and therefore its practice can be replicated in other regions as well. Last is the exchange of best practices from the Geneva perspective in promoting investment for SDGs. And it's crucial to seek better understanding on how to effectively implement the SDGs, such as that is this, so that it is in line with the development priorities of the particular country. Of course, there is no one-size-fits-all investment policy, but such exchange of best practices among developing countries, or the exchange of investment practices among developing countries, will be useful. But it is also important that when we have our discussions, we need to avoid discuss on how to avoid any decoupling between trade, investment, and technology amongst the major economic powers, because such decoupling would undermine the regional and global supply chain. So in conclusion, UNCTAD could continue to organize such platforms in which the private sector and the government sector can be together, exchange views, share best practices, and this would build the momentum for the preparations for the World Investment Forum in UAE next year. Thank you.